Today, UK inflation surprises on the downside. Hello again, it's Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Welcome to this post covering finance and property news. Well, prices rose by 3.9% in the year to November. That's down from 4.6% in October, according to the latest data from the Office for National Statistics today. Now, that was driven by positive base effects, mainly across oil products. Remember that falling inflation also does not mean that goods and services are cheaper, rather prices are rising just less quickly. That rise compares to a more than four-decade high rate, above 11%, that was reached back last year. The last time inflation in the UK was lower than 3.9% was in September 2021, when it was at 3.1%. And actually, most economists had expected UK inflation to fall just to 4.3% last month. As a result, UK inflation has fallen to its lowest level for more than 2 years, and that's driven again by that drop in fuel prices. The Consumer Prices Index, including owner-occupiers' housing, the CPIH, rose by 4.2% in the 12 months to November 23, down from 4.7% in October. On the monthly basis, the CPIH fell by 0.1% in November, compared with a rise of 0.4% in November 2022. Now, within that, energy prices fell, but rent and council taxes were higher. Slowing prices for food, including staples such as pasta, milk and butter, as well as for household goods, were also behind the fall. But while inflation, which is the rate prices rise at, is now well below its peak in 2022, it's still almost double the Bank of England's 2% target. The ONS said that while UK inflation eased again, prices remain substantially above what they were before the Ukraine conflict. A major impact following the outbreak of war was that global oil prices soared in 2022, pushing petrol and diesel prices to record levels. But oil prices have since fallen back, and pump prices are now at their lowest level for more than 2 years. The ONS said that the average price of petrol fell by 4.1 pence per litre between October and November 2023 to stand at 151 pence per litre, down from 163.6 pence per litre in November. And a litre of unleaded costs about £1.43 on average, a price last seen at UK forecourts in October 2021. As well as fuel, the ONS said that there was a price drop for a range of household goods and the cost of second-hand cars, which contributed to the low inflation rate. Food prices also pulled down inflation as they rose much more slowly than this time last year, he added. In other words, more base effects. Prices of a variety of bread products, including white and wholemeal sliced loaves, along with packs of cakes, fell between October and November this year after rising a year ago, they said. Milk, cheese and egg prices rises also slowed, but olive oil, sugar and onions costs remain much higher, meaning food prices are still 9.2% more expensive than this time in 2022. It remains vital no one forgets that whilst inflation is falling, it doesn't mean prices are falling, and that not everyone has had an inflation-busting wage increase over the past couple of years, said the head of financial analysis at AJ Bell. Some families will be dreading this Christmas, feeling guilty about the presents they've been able to afford, or worried about paying off debts they've racked up just to afford the basic festive treats. While the costs of living have started to ease, many households will not be feeling better off, especially when it comes to energy bills and borrowing costs. Despite gas and electricity prices being lower than last year, many households will actually pay more for energy this winter than in 2022 because government support for bills is no longer in place. And of course, the Bank of England has also put up interest rates 14 times since December 2021 to try to slow the price rises. Rates are now at 5.25%. That's a 15-year high, leading to higher borrowing costs for mortgages, but also, of course, higher rates for savings, although the full benefits of higher rates have not necessarily been passed on to savers. The bank's governor, Andrew Bailey, has ruled out cutting rates anytime soon, despite weakening economic growth. Chancellor Jeremy Hunt said that the latest inflation figures set the UK back on the path to healthy, sustainable economic growth, but that the government would need to continue to prioritise measures that help with cost of living pressures. But Rachel Reeves, Labour's shadow chancellor, said prices are still going up at the shops, household bills are rising, and more than a million people face higher mortgage payments next year after the Conservatives crashed the economy. UK inflation remains higher than other countries, including the US and Germany, but the gap is narrowing. The fall to 3.9% in November puts the UK on level footing with France, but ahead of the EU's average rate of 3.1% and the US's 2.1%, although that's slightly measured differently. The softer inflation data prompted Goldman Sachs to bring forward its expectation for the first Bank of England rate cut to May from June previously. That's also the base case for markets, which has priced a total of 140 basis points of easing next year, meaning 5 25 basis point cuts and a 64% chance of a 6th reduction. 2 weeks ago, just 75 basis point cuts were expected. So that's really the fallout from the Fed's pivot, or not. Bets on monetary easing in the UK started to mount early last week after data showed the nation's economy shrank more than expected in October and ramped up after the Fed signalled more easing next year. So markets are pricing 150 basis points of Fed cuts by the end of next year, with a big chance of the first move as early as March. Inflation in the UK is not set to develop materially different from peers, and hence the Bank of England cutting cycle will not be substantially different, said Pete Christensen, chief strategist at Danske Bank. Ahead, of course, the impact of potentially higher oil prices, thanks to the closure of the Suez Canal for some ships, which has driven oil prices higher over the last day or so, and the removal of government support for higher power prices may turn the inflation gauge high in the months ahead. So again, markets are ahead of themselves, and it'll be some time before inflation is approaching the 2% target, which means that households are going to do it tough in the UK for some time yet. I'm Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Many thanks for watching, and I'll see you again next time.